How have your days been the last couple of weeks getting ready to transition from a city councilwoman to mayor?
Full. Because of the campaign, I needed to do some catch up at work. And I've been doing some orientation at the city as well. I have started to reach out to council members and talk to them to get an idea for things that they're interested in. We will have a new council member joining us, Matt Gladney, on Tuesday. And so I'll be talking with him as well. And, I think, again, as we talked about during the campaign, that the violence issue in the city, both in Champaign and Urbana, is certainly one that is going to be a primary focus this spring and summer.
Let's talk a little bit about that. There really has been a string of shootings in the city, and it's been going on, it seems, for some time. What do you, as mayor and the council, what do you think should you be doing at that level?
It's a matter of getting out in the community and seeking input. This police department's working on their strategic plan, so they'll be coming to council to talk about all of these issues. I think on the positive side, there have been a lot of these cases that have been solved. The question is more about can we prevent it from happening in the first place? So I think that there is a lot going on with regard to these issues, and it's just a matter of us, all getting sworn in as a new council and giving the chief an opportunity to come before us and talk to us.
You've already been on the council, so you've already have had inputs into decisions and policies in the city council. What's going to change with you as mayor?
The day-to-day operations I expect will be much the same, and that's a good thing because I'm very proud of how our city operates. I will be spending time every day at the city. I want to interface with staff and with council members to make sure their issues are heard. And I think just being there every day offers me the opportunity to make more change than someone who sort of plugs in for the meetings. And so that's my goal right now.
Do you have long-term goals that you would like to work on in the term of mayor that lies ahead?
For me, the thing that I'm truly passionate about is our broadband. And we have a $25 million broadband asset in the ground in Champaign and Urbana and the university. And using that to drive economic development and educational opportunities and opportunities for our not-for-profits and churches, I think is really important. And so, longer term, that's something that I really, really want to be involved in, having it be a changing thing for our community. And I think that we are uniquely positioned. We have this asset that most cities don't have, but we also have the University of Illinois. And so we need to really move forward with that.
Any other differences you'd like to see in this city over the next 4 years?
Well, I think one of the things that Mayor Girard did very well was to be a cheerleader for our community, to be out publicly and on social media, and to make sure we were all aware of what a great place we lived. And I think that that continues to be very important, and that's something that I will strive to continue to do. I look forward to working as mayor.
Deb, thank you very much.
Thank you.